We take this brief time out for a financial safari quiz question. An advisor tells you he can guarantee you a 20% return on your investment. You should do what? A. Sign on the dotted line. B. Ask for some literature about the investment. Or C. Run in the other direction. The correct answer? C. Beware whenever someone combines the word guarantee with a return that high. There's no such investment that can do that. Don't walk. Run the other way.
And welcome back in, folks. Again, this is a Financial Safari, and this is Coach Pete here, and it's time to do what we always do. Let's go to the Windy City. Let's visit with our favorite financial coach. Of course, his name is John Kelly, joining us from Chicagoland. John Kelly, how are you doing today?
Thanks, Pete. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And, you know, we get a lot, we get a lot of questions, John, every single week. People email into info@financialsafari.com. They have different questions they want to have answered. They want to answer them. They want them answered on the air. And, folks, this is a chance anytime to email in, but it's also your chance to meet individually with Mr. John Kelly. And you can do that by calling 800-477-1135. It's an invaluable appointment, no cost or obligation, just a way for you to get your ducks in a row financially. And I know a lot of people out there, you're procrastinating, you're wondering what you should do. Well, do the first thing. Pick up the phone, give John a call, schedule a time, get your questions answered, and get it in a non-threatening way. And folks, again, that number 800-477-1135. And John, I've got about three or four different email questions that came in this week. You want to go over a few of them?
Sure, let's get a shot here.
Okay. So we had Paul in Western Springs wrote in, I'm 72 years old and still working, making about $150,000 a year. I have about $1.5 million in my 403B, which I haven't had to start taking distributions from since I'm still working and contributing to it. However, when I retire in a couple years, I'm thinking that my RMDs are going to be massive. Anything I can do to start planning in advance for that?
Well, there's a few things we can do, Paul, I would suggest. This is number one, we'd have to sit down, number one, to get a whole overall picture of what you're currently doing and what other income you will have in retirement, such as Social Security, which obviously you're taking right now, you're 72. If you're going to have any pensions from work, does your spouse have any pensions, things like that. But you are right, RMDs is going to be pretty massive once you start pulling them out. Once you leave them in the 401k or the 403b while you're working, you do not have to take the distributions. But if we were to roll that to an IRA, well, we got to start taking them distributions now. And that's what we do a lot of with the IRA reboots or the RAF strategies, where we take that money, we convert it over. If the person, number one, Paul, you'd have to be healthy. So we'd have to sit down again and take a look at your overall picture. But a couple of things. Understand your risk with your 403b. You said you're a couple of years away from retirement. They say you're on the 5-yard line. You really can't afford a fumble. So I don't know how your stuff is done here in the first quarter of the year, first month. I mean, everybody's coming into our office, you know, they're kind of really getting upset and worried about it because the way the things have had the downturn. Just be careful. But there are different things you can do for sure. If we can do the conversions where you can convert some of it to a Roth over a period of time. Or like I said, we do the RAF strategy where we do it through life insurance products, IULs, where you don't pay any of the taxes, it comes out of the policies. And then you're leaving a massive tax-free death benefit to your spouse. So it just depends on what you're looking to do, how much money you need for income per year. Do we do a Roth conversion or do we just do it as a simple IRA rollover, you know, where you're not going to have any market risk or any downturns in the market. So there are so many different things you can do with that kind of money. I mean, you're still making some great money, it sounds like, right now. It just depends on what your monthly bills are. Again, there's a lot of things that go into it, and that's why I'd say, Paul, give us a shout, tell us some of your stuff, and we'll sit down and go through it with you.
Yeah, I think it's very important that people understand that to not be frustrated, not be confused, and get a planner on their side. How important is that, John?
It's very important. Because, like I said, everybody wants to go to sea. You always want a captain. So it's like a football. That's where we have the coaches. You know, it's great to have the talent or great to have the assets like you do here. But to have a coach in place or somebody can show you the best options that are available for you. Like we always say to our clients, Pete, who do you think pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed?
I think a lot of times it's the uninformed and the people that get hit by surprise and haven't done the proper planning. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. So we had a client that came in here this morning, and he's taken almost $18,000 a year in RMDs. He doesn't need the money. So we're doing a complete RAF strategy with him, show him how to convert that taxable asset to a tax-free asset down the road. And one of the biggest things he likes about it comes with some long-term care along with it. So There are definitely a lot of things we can do. It's just a matter of taking the time, sitting down with somebody who knows what the options are out there.
You know, it's said in life, the informed get a lot further than the uninformed, and this is one of the cases where that really means a big thing, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, and everybody talks about taxes being higher in the future. So if we can bite off some of that right now while you're still working, where it's not going to be such a big hit, and have policies actually pay the taxes for you, where you're not writing the check, I think it's a good way to jumpstart your retirement.
So to get your questions answered individually, folks, to make sure you get the proper plan in place and have a no-cost initial consultation with John Kelly and his staff, give a call right now. The number is 800-477-1135. Anywhere in Chicagoland, 800-477-1135. Let's get another question here. Cliff and Darian wrote in, long-term care insurance is so expensive. I've always been in good health, so I'm inclined to roll the dice and live without it. Is that stupid, is his question. What do you think about that, John?
Cliff, I wouldn't even know how to tell you. I would be able to tell if you had a crystal ball, but is it stupid? It depends. I mean, if you pass away at 80 years old and never use it, yeah, well, you did the right choice, but most of us do not know. We had a lady that came in the office here last week. She had $350,000 sitting in a money market at her local bank. She's making about 0.02% on it. That was going to be her long-term care. That money was set aside. It's going to go to her kids. She doesn't need the money. That's her emergency fund for her long-term care. So what we were able to do, Pete, we were able to position a rollover of some of that money, take part of it out, put it into a product where it pays, number one, it pays a 12% bonus right up front. It has tax-deferred growth. It has long-term care benefits, which she's going to get almost $6,000 a month for nursing care for 3 years. She's going to get $4,400 a month for home health care for 5 years. The $150,000 is going to yield her a $230,000 tax-free death benefit should she die. And it's 100% liquid. So if she wants her money back next week, next month, next year, she can get at it. So, and it doesn't cost her a nickel for the insurance. I mean, her and her daughter were over the moon when we showed them this product. There are choices out there. It's just a matter of sitting down with people who are in the business and know what they're doing.
Well, it's a real good fit, it sounds like, right? It's a right fit for the right situation.
And there's no payments.
Yeah.
And we always go back to the rule of 72. At 0.03%, you know, you take that interest rate, divide it into 72, how long does it take your money to double?
A long time.
I mean, her great-great-great-grandkids will never see that money double.
Wow.
With the interest rate she's making. At least here, we've almost doubled it with a stroke of a pen.
That's just a fantastic way, and that's why getting somebody who is informed on your side, a good planner, a good financial coach on your side, folks, vitally important. Call John right now if you'd like to have your own situation analyzed and get educated about your own financial future. The number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Got one more question here. Diane in Tinley Park writes in, I'm 62 and my husband is 66. I have a small 401k at work, but we have about $700,000 in CDs at the bank. That money has been in CDs for about 6 years now. We're very conservative investors, which is why we're still in CDs. But I'm wondering if this is still the best choice for us. What do you think about that, John?
Well, it's like the last person we just talked about, our last question. CDs pay zero, so it goes back to the rule of 72. Now, is it $700,000? The first question I'd ask Diane is it IRA money or is it non-qualified money? Because at 70 and a half, she's going to have to start pulling money out if it is an IRA. So if it's non-qualified money, you're getting a 1099 every single year on that money that's sitting at whatever the low interest rate is. It's getting added to your income. It could be causing your Social Security to be getting taxed. There are much better ways you can do that. So you can defer in different income products, annuity products that are tied to market links, where you get 100% control of the money, you get 100% safety of your principal, and you'll blow away the interest that banks are paying out there today. So there's definitely a lot more competitive things you could be doing with that money, whether it's an IRA or not. It just depends on when you want to pay the taxes on it. Because right now, if it's not an IRA and it's in a CD, you're paying taxes on that money, whether you're using it or not.
Yeah, very, very important that people understand all the different rules in the financial world, John. I think people don't understand them or aren't informed by their current advisor what could go wrong if things don't go as planned. What do you think about that?
Absolutely, Pete. And like I said, the reason people have money sitting in CDs is, like Diane said, she's very, very conservative. But there are better options out there where you still get that same protection of principal. But you have much better upside potential where you can have your gains linked to a market. Even fixed products out there today are paying 2.5-3%, which still beats what banks are paying.
Yep.
So there are definitely alternatives out there. It's just a matter of sitting down with somebody who can give you the best choices.
Folks, if you call in the next 15 minutes, John and his team will put together for you a custom-designed, easy-to-understand financial review. It'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. Keep in mind, there's no obligation or cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. The number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Financial Safari right after this.